And I see it even gets cool here at night during the summer. It can get pretty chilly.
Oh, yeah.
I walked out the other morning, it was about 50 degrees.
Well, we dropped to 40. This, like, maybe the second weekend of July, we dropped to 40.
During the day or at night?
No, at night.
Just at night?
Yeah, but still.
That's cold.
Yeah, do you realize we've been 80 in the day or 85, you know?
Yeah.
Then, boy, when I got up that next morning, I sleep with the doors wide open. So when I got up next morning, the icicles was hanging off the end of my nose, man. It was cold. I mean, it was such a drastic change.
Oh, I love it down here, though. Let's see, I got, a couple questions just scattered, so there's not going to be like a real focus here, but you mentioned in the, well, let me start out with this fun one. You mentioned that you bowl. Do you still bowl on a league?
I didn't this last year, but I'm going back to it this fall.
Okay. How's your average?
140.
That's pretty good.
Not too bad.
What's your high game?
I've had some 200s. Last year, the high game was, I substituted and my high game was 192.
Wow, that's cool.
That's not too bad.
I think I've gotten two games over 200. So.
I've got some 200 pins, but that was when I was young and dumb. Getting old and stiff now.
When you're with the league, you just bowl like once a week or something. Is that just in the winter?
September till March, till May.
Okay. Do you belong in any leagues during the summer or like that? Anything
no.
Like that?
Okay. No, I take my summer trying to get off the day to go fishing.
Yeah.
Bought my license in January, haven't got to go fishing not once.
Oh, no. Oh, better call up. Does your family still live around here, your kids?
No, I don't have any of them living here now. My son was the only one that lived here.
I was going to say, you better get one of them to take you out fishing, it sounds like.
Well, yeah. When he was here, I bought the boat and everything so we could go. And now he's not here to help me get the boat in the water, and I got a big boat.
Oh, do you?
Too big for me to launch.
Motorboat?
Uh-huh. 14 foot. Try out.
Nice. Where do you usually take that out?
We usually took it over to Mountain Home over here at Fort Garland. But then they drain the lake to the point we can't get in there. The boat ramp is at least 200 feet from the water.
Wow. They need it for irrigation and stuff? Or send it somewhere else?
Yeah, send it to Texas.
Well, that's really... All the people from Texas are coming here, and you got to send your
boat. And they were flooding like crazy. But that's we have that. Colorado made that pact years and years ago, you know. We have to send water to Texas.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And whether we have any water or not, I mean, we're a desert.
Yeah.
Because we've got less than an inch of rain all summer. So we're a total desert here. And yet we have to take what water we get and send it to Texas. Going up north toward Hooker.
Uh-huh.
Have you been up that direction?
Yeah.
You know where? Okay. On up through there, they drilled a great big well and made a cement canal.
Mm-hmm.
It's all totally from here to Texas, lined with cement. And they pump our water here and send it down that canal. It also goes out. It comes across a highway. The well is up there.
Well, young lady, I see you on your friend.
Yes, I did. I told you he was a good-looking young man, that's for me.
Well, I know, but he didn't come in before you asked.
I was a little lost.
He was going south instead of west, but that's all right. We'll give him credit. As you come in from Blanca, you cross that canal out here, about 5-6 miles.
I think I've
an
seen
open
that.
Canal.
Yeah. Right.
That's our underground water being pumped from up there, well, between Hooper and Moffat.
Uh-huh.
And then they put it in that canal and send it to Texas. It runs year round.